right after.
Okay, let's repeat one more time.
Aku tidur 11 jam.
Jam 11.
Jam 11. Dan bangun tidur 3 jam.
Jam 3.
3. Soalnya panggasanku mau ngomong samaku.
Oke. Nah, kalau kamu Jacob, kamu tidur jam berapa tadi malam?
Jam berapa? Jam aku tidur jam 10.
Oh, jam 10. Terus bangun jam berapa?
Aku tidur tujuh jam.
Jam 7.
Oh, up, wake up jam
Aha.
jam tujuh.
Jam 7, oke. Biasanya kalian waktu bangun tidur, waktu baru bangun tidur, kalian ngapain?
What time do I normally go to sleep? Aku biasanya tidur jam
No, 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 no. Waktu baru bangun tidur, kalian ngapain?
What time?
Waktu ketika kalian baru bangun tidur, kalian ngapain?
Ngapain? Like, what am I doing when before I'm
Waktu baru bangun.
baru? What time?
Okay, so here. Or you can say pas baru bangun tidur. Kalian ngapain? So when you,
No.
oh, when I'm waking up, what am I doing?
yeah, when you just woke up, what did you do? What do you do?
Aku
But what is,
biasanya
sorry, what is waktu here?
waktu, you can say pas or waktu, ya, basically. Waktu here, even though waktu times, but remember waktu also means when, right? Waktu.
Baru means new though, right? New.
Yeah, betul. But baru also means just. When you just wake up,
Okay.
what do you do?
Aku biasanya minum kopi dan mandi.
Okay.
And then brush teeth.
Oh, how do you say brush teeth? Gosok gigi.
Gosok gigi. That wait, I'm forgetting everything. What is then again?
Terus.
Terus aku pergi ke kerja.
Bekerja. Oke, kalau kamu Kak Medi, waktu kamu baru bangun tidur, kamu ngapain?
Aku how do you say stay in bed a little while longer?
Oke, so di you can say tetap or ya, tetap di kasur beberapa waktu or sedikit agak lama, sedikit agak lama, so stay in bed a bit longer.
Tetap di kasur is bed, sedikit agak lama. Terus aku gosok gigi dan mandi. Dan aku minum kopi dan sarapan.
Sarapan.
Sama yogurt dan blueberries, dan aku pergi ke kerja.
Okay, itu aja. That's it. Okay, so if you want to say that's it, itu aja.
Itu aja.
Itu aja. Oke, kalian bersihkan tempat tidur, kalian rapikan tempat tidur nggak? So, tempat tidur. So, to tidy up your, to make your bed.
Aku nggak rapikan tempat tidur.
Oke, kalau kamu Jacob, kamu rapikan tempat tidur nggak?
Bisanya tidak. Tapi aku somewhat sometimes again.
Biasanya, no,
Kah?
sometimes
Sometimes kan.
Kadang.
Kadang aku bisa.
Bisa, oke. Okay. Kalian rapikan tempat tidur sendiri atau kapan? Kapan kalian rapikan tempat tidur?
Aku never
Tidak pernah ya.
tidak pernah.
Tidak pernah soalnya aku rumahku guest house dan what is it?
Ada apa?
Rumahku guest house te telur terus oh no jadi mereka rapikan tempat tidur
Setiap hari?
every day.
Oh, oke. Okay. Ya. Kalau kamu, Jacob?
Aku tidak tahu apa kamu say.
Kamu kapan rapikan tempat tidur? Atau kamu juga di guest house?
Di guest house, sleep in a do I normally sleep in a guest like when do I normally sleep in a guest house?
Kamu juga kapan kamu rapikan tempat tidur? Kapan kamu rapikan tempat tidur?
Oh, do I live in a guest house that makes my bed?
Okay, so kapan kamu rapikan tempat tidur or do you live in a guest house gitu?
Because kapan usually is when.
Yes, betul. So when do you usually? Kapan kamu biasanya?
When
Or
you make your bed usually.
tinggal di guest house.
Or you are in a okay.
Aku bisanya rapikan tempat tidur waktu aku harus
Okay, waktu kamu harus ya.
soalnya aku tidak pikir itu necessary.
Oh, itu penting.
Kamu pikir rapikan tempat tidur? Kamu pikir?
Kamu
Kamu pikir,
pikir?
pikir.
Pikir, pikir. No, your partner, your go.
Oh, pacar, pacar kamu.
Bisanya pacar rapikan tempat tidur tapi sometimes not.
Oh, kadang enggak ya.
Yeah, wait, what can we, what's sometimes again? What can we write that down, say?
Kadang.
Kadang, okay,
And
kadang.
then kita ada, okay. So rapikan is to make your bed. And then we have rapi is neat. And then berantakan, messy.
Merah, ya.
Okay, so kalian bisa enggak hidup sama orang yang berantakan?
Okay.
So,
Aku cuma punya satu blanket.
Okay.
Jadi aku tidak harus to like I don't need to
Tidak
care.
harus rapikan.
Ah, ya.
Iya. Kalau kamu, Kak Medi, kamu bisa nggak hidup sama orang yang berantakan? Kamu bisa nggak hidup sama orang yang berantakan? So, can you live with someone who's messy? Or, yeah.
Aku beragatan.
Kamu berantakan ya. Okay, jadi kamu bisa hidup sama orang. Tapi walaupun ya, even though kamu berantakan, kamu bisa hidup sama orang yang berantakan atau kamu butuh orang yang rapi.
Aku mau tinggal di sama orang rapi, jadi aku bisa berantakan.
Okay. Ya. Kalau kamu check up gimana? Kamu bisa nggak hidup sama orang yang berantakan?
Aku biasanya rapi, jadi aku tidak bisa soalnya aku
Benci.
benci berantakan orang.
Orang berantakan.
Oh, orang batasang. So it's like I hate messy people.
Ya, betul. Okay. Ya. Jadi kamu benci Madalena.
Aku benci Marlena. Wait, kadang.
Kadang ya, kadang.
Tapi bisanya dia bagus.
Oh, biasanya dia seringnya, you should say seringnya ya, often. No. Seringnya, often. Sering.
Often
Gitu.
sering sering
Seringnya, I see. Nah, kita ada percakapan nih. Let's read this conversation. We're going to do a lot of readings today. And
I need that.
konteks, betul. Oke, okay, so here ada Ratih dan Kak Vivi. Siapa yang mau jadi Ratih? Siapa yang mau jadi Kak Vivi?
Okay, abi rad rati.
Okay, kalau gitu silahkan.
Okay, baru pulang Kak Vivi.
Iya, Tim. Mau ke mana?
Saya mau cari tas kecil untuk tugas ke imogri nanti. Kak Vivi mau
Ikut.
ikut.
Mana join? Kemarin saya lihat di Gramedia ada tas kecil. Ayo kita ke sana. Saya juga mau beli buku.
Dari karena Gramedia saya harus ambil kamera di kantor.
Kamera.
Kamera di kantor Pak Fauzan sudah tunggu saya.
Oh, tidak apa-apa.
Oke, okay. Let's repeat one more time. Jacob, cari,
Cari.
cari, cari, cari,
Cari, cari, cari, cari,
dan
cari.
ke, no, ke.
Ke.
Yeah. Okay. So, what is this about?
So I want.
If someone wants to go with them to the book fair.
To the bookstore, ya, yeah, betul. And mau mau apa? Mereka mau apa ke toko buku?
Want to come?
Mereka mau apa di Gramedia?
Mereka
Mau apa?
mau apa? They
America.
want what?
Camera in office or something. Oh wait.
They must bring the camera to the office, in the office.
Must bring to camera to the office, and then before that, mereka pergi ke Gramedia untuk apa? Okay, let's go from here. Baru pulang, Kak Vivi. What's that mean?
Want it like want to come coffee fee or something?
Oh, baru here means just. So, did you just got home?
Oh, just home, Fifi.
Just got home? And then, iya tih mau kemana? What's that mean?
I just came.
And then mau kemana?
Oh.
Want to go?
Yeah, where do you want to go? Where are you going?
Ah, but mau doesn't mean want.
Iya, betul. Mau has two meanings. It could be to want or to be going to.
Who said
Or
in Chinese is
about to.
But they just said just got home. Like, why would they want to leave again?
Oh no, ini Ratih and then Kak Vivi. So the one that's just got home is Kak Vivi, right? And then Kak Vivi asks, Ratih, mau kemana? Where do you want to go?
So you go home and then ask them where they want to go.
Yeah, so the one that's just got home is Kak Vivi. And then Kak Vivi asks Ratih, the one in that home, where are you going? Itu.
Okay.
So mau could has mau can have three meanings. It could be to want or to be going to or about to. So when you say
Aku makan. Waktu itu.
say that again.
Aku mau makan.
Yeah, so aku mau makan means like you're already getting ready to get the plate and everything gitu. For example, I'm going to the store, you can say
Aku mau toko.
aku mau ke toko. So when you say mau, you already get ready, you're ready to take your bike and then go to the store.
Okay.
And then here.
I'm gonna get the bag later
Four.
to go to Imogiri. Do you want to
Okay, so
join?
this one is correct. Do you want to join? And then here, saya mau cari tas kecil. I am going to look for small bag untuk tugas ke Imogiri nanti. For tugas here is task to Imogiri. Imogiri is place nanti later. Gitu, tugas.
What is Imogiri? Like,
Imogiri itu nama tempat. So tugas could be task or business trip. You can also say that. So for business trip to Imogiri later. And then what did she say?
Yesterday I got a small little bag from Gramedia.
And then what is lihat? Aku lihat. Saya lihat.
I forget.
I forget.
Lihat. Okay, let's repeat. Lihat, lihat, lihat to see.
Lihat.
Oh my God. Yeah, so often I read lihat.
Yeah, lihat. And then
Yesterday,
ayo
I
kita
see
ke sana.
a small hat in Gramedia. So let's go there. Let's go there.
And I want to buy a book.
Betul. And then here?
From Gramedia, I must get the camera at the office.
5,000. What? Wait, Suda. Like, it wants to photograph me or something. It wants to do something. It wants to.
Okay, so Pak Fauzan sudah tunggu saya. Mr. Fauzan has been waiting for me. Tunggu. Tunggu ya. So that's why if you want to say, tunggu ya, please wait. So tunggu, itu wait, to wait. Okay, and then, oh tidak apa-apa, it's okay. Jadi ini, what is it about? Ini tentang apa?
Dua orang atau dua kolegen how do you say that?
Yang
Yang mau pergi ke beli buku. No, pergi ke toko untuk beli buku dan kecil tas.
tas kecil. Very good. Betul, betul. Kalau gitu Jacob, mereka namanya siapa ya, Jacob?
Siapa?
Ya, mereka namanya siapa?
Mereka mana? Wait, sorry.
Nama mereka siapa di sini?
Rati and Kafifi.
Rati dan Kak Vivi, betul. Mereka mau pergi ke toko apa namanya?
Sorry.
Mereka mau pergi ke toko apa? Mereka mau pergi ke mana?
So they go to Gramedia.
Betul, Gramedia. Kalian tahu Gramedia?
Dan Imogri.
Imogiri. Okay. So, do you guys know Gramedia?
No.
No.
Okay. So, you know Peri Peri Plus? Peri Plus? So,
No.
Gramedia is one of the
Well,
biggest
Peri Plus is the bookstore.
Yes, betul. So in Indonesia there is Periplus and there is Gramedia. So Gramedia itu bookstore like this. Usually it's in Kuta ya. Kuta dan Pasar.
Dan mereka nge-mall.
Mereka nge-mall, betul ya. Mereka mau ke mall, jadi mereka nge-mall gitu. Nah, so if you want to say just got home, you can simply say baru pulang.
Baru pulang.
Baru pulang gitu.
Which
Oh.
is like just got back.
Yeah, betul.
Pulang, like I just got home.
Yeah, so misalkan Kak Medi tanya Jacob, "Oh, Jacob, kamu di mana?" And then you can say, "Oh, I just got home." You can say
Buru pulang. Aku buru
baru.
pulang.
Betul, aku baru pulang. Oh. Okay, and then here, let's read this one. Di Imogiri, Ratih beli minuman dari anak kecil yang jual minuman. Ratih wawancarai anak itu. We have the word wawancarai to interview.
So, interview about that.
In the
Iya,
shop.
the kid, anak itu.
So in the shop, Rati purchased a drink from something like something small.
Anak, small kid, anak. Anak kid.
Oh, from a small child.
Oh.
That Joel Minuman like sells drinks.
Very good. And then?
And Rati
Interviews the child.
Betul. So who's gonna be Rati? Who's gonna be the seller or the kid?
I can be the kid.
Okay, silahkan, Jacob.
Sudah berapa lama jual minuman di sini, Dick?
Belum lama, Bu. Baru 3 bulan.
Oh, begitu. Adik tinggal di mana?
Saya tinggal di desa ini. Bapak saya juga kerja di sini. Pekerjaannya bersih makam. Bapak saya sudah 20 tahun kerja di sini.
Okay, so here they're gonna be okay. So here, sudah berapa lama? What's that mean? Sudah berapa lama?
Like something, how many, how much?
How many have you sold yet?
Oh, not how many, but lama. Lama related to.
How long?
Very good. So.
How long have you worked selling drinks here?
Very good. How long have you sold? How long have you been selling drinks here? And then what did penjual say?
Belum lama. So, like very long.
Belum, belum lama.
Belum lama. Long time.
Not so long.
Not so long.
Not long.
Not
Belum, not yet, or not long yet, not so long, you can say.
3 months.
Betul, just 3 months. And then, oh begitu, adik tinggal di mana? It's easy, what's that mean?
Where you from?
Where do you live?
Tinggal?
Oh,
Betul, where do you live? Betul, and then, saya tinggal di desa ini. So we have the word desa, village. Let's repeat, desa, desa, desa.
desa. I've seen this village.
Iya, betul. I live in this village. And then, bapak saya juga kerja di sini.
So,
I
father.
work here.
No, so my father
Betul, my father.
is working here.
Betul, also works here juga.
So,
And pekerjaannya bersihkan makam. So, pekerjaannya bersihkan makam. His job is cleaning cemetery. Iya.
that's
Dan bapak saya sudah 20 tahun kerja di sini. What's that mean?
Bapak saya sudah 20, he works here for 2 years.
20.
20.
20 years, betul. Okay, so if you want to ask about how long somebody has done something, you can say
Sudah berapa lama?
betul, sudah berapa lama. Oke, okay, Kak Medi, please ask Jacob with sudah berapa lama.
Sudah berapa lama kamu bekerja di sini?
Aku kerja di sini 7 bulan.
You can add sudah 7 bulan.
Sudah 7 bulan.
Okay, and then Jacob add sudah berapa lama?
Okay, sudah berapa lama kamu tinggal Bali?
Tinggal di Bali.
Di Bali.
Aku sudah tinggal di Bali 8 bulan.
Oke, okay, gitu. And then,
Sudah 8 bulan.
sudah 8 bulan. Very good. So it goes like that. And then here, mana nih? Let's read this one. Who's gonna be Ratih again?
Me.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, what is bersihkan is cemetery?
Oh, bersihkan is to clean. So bersihkan. So bersih is clean. And then you put kan, that makes it a verb. Bersihkan. Clean.
Cemetery is
Cemetery is makam.
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 Makam. Ah, makam. Makan, makan.
Aku pergi ke Trunyan makam lagi.
Lagi, kapan?
Minggu ini lagi.
Minggu ini lagi, Bu. Kamu suka horor ya? Iya.
Kecil horror.
Iya, you like horror ya?
Oh.
Okay, keren, keren. And then, okay, let's read this one.
That is it correct? I said I've been to the Trunian Cemetery.
Oh, you said you will go to that place again.
Oh, I wanted to say I've been already.
So you can say you don't need lagi in that case. So
I don't need lagi.
no, because lagi means again
Oh, but
or
this
anymore.
is already.
Bukan, already sudah ya.
Okay.
Okay, let's read this one, Patih.
Money.
Sudah lama jual bunga di sini.
And then here.
Oh, sudah nak.
Sudah berapa tahun, Pak?
Sudah 5 tahun nak.
Bapak asal dari sini.
Tidak, saya dari Jawa Timur. Jadi saya, tapi saya sudah 7 tahun tinggal di desa ini. Istri saya baru 5 tahun di sini.
Okay, so what's that mean? Sudah lama jual bunga di sini, Pak?
How long have... Wait.
Bunga.
Bunga is flowers. So berapa lama? Sudah berapa lama is how long have, ya? Yeah? But sudah lama means been long, like been long selling flowers here. And then here, oh sudah nak. What's that mean?
Already, yes.
And then sudah berapa tahun, Pak?
How many
How many
years?
years? Yeah, how many years already?
5 years, nak.
Betul. And then Bapak asal dari sini?
Your father is here.
Oh, very, your father, good one. But this is not your father, yeah. But the way we say you, we don't say kamu, yeah, or anda. We say depends on the gender. So if it's a man, then you can say bapak.
Apart. Why?
It's a way to show respect. So you don't say kamu to 50-year-old man, yeah. You say bapak gitu. But in translation, it's gonna be like confusing, yeah. So you can translate it as you. So you're originally from here?
Asal originally.
Origin, itu.
I'm from Timor.
Jawa Timur.
Does Jawa just mean island?
Jawa is Java, yeah, Java Island.
Timor is not like Timor, the island.
No, yeah, North Timur. So North Java.
Jama.
Benasi is island, right? No, sorry, Nusa.
Yeah, Nusa.
Yeah.
Betul. Java is a name of an island. So we have Bali, Jawa, and other islands.
Can say Nusa Jawa, no?
Beda, beda, different. Gitu. So Nusa Dua, it was Nusa Dua.
For Nusa meant island.
Nusa means island, but I think the what is that? The Bahasa Indonesia of island is actually pulau. Nusa is Balinese word of island, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah.
Palau Timan, same as Bahasa Malaysia.
Betul. So, what does it mean? Tapi saya sudah 7 tahun tinggal di desa ini.
But I stay here for 30 years.
Not
Oh,
30,
seven
but
years. 7 years. In this village, history. Like history.
already
From
5 years.
yeah.
Betul. So, bukan already baru?
Baru like is wait.
Just 5 years in this village.
Betul. So, just 5 years in this village. Okay. So, here we say nak ya. We hear the word nak very often ya.
My wife just 5 years.
Betul. My wife just 5 years here. Gitu. And then here we see the word nak very often. So the way older people referring to younger people, they say nak. It's coming from the word anak. So kiddo, kiddo.
Oh,
No.
wow, so patronizing.
Yeah, so it's just to respect actually. Like when you use na, it's giving you respect. So, halo na gitu. And then here you see the word dik ya. Dik, 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 dik mana nih? Where is it? Mana nih? Dik ya. There is dik here. Here. Dik ya. Dik here coming from the word adik. Remember, adik is younger sibling, right? But if you have in Indonesia, especially in Java, if you have colleague and then the colleague is younger than you can call your colleague Dik. For example, Dik Jacob. Yeah, Dik
I like to call you Dick.
Jacob begitu. Dik, misalkan. So, for example, Kak Medi text you. Jacob, come here. So instead of saying Jacob, come here, you can say Dik. Kesini gitu.
Dick ke sini.
Yeah, Dik kesini gitu. You can say Dik. It's coming from Adi, so you're kind of like showing respect in a work situation gitu.
Dick ke sini.
Yeah, Dik kesini gitu. Okay, and then let's read this one.
Rati sedang berjalan-jalan di Malioboro. Di sana dia bertemu dengan Tiku. Rati sudah lama nggak bertemu dengan Tiku.
So Rani is about to go walking in this place.
Malioboro, this is in Yogyakarta.
Here she
Matt.
met with Tiku. Rati has already not met with Tiku.
Betul, so sudah lama, it's been a while, sudah lama.
It's been a while.
Without me.
Without meeting. So it's been a while since, kind of like since she's met. She's.
Betul, very good. So how do you say, oh, it's been a while since I went to, let's say, Russia. Sudah lama nggak
Pergi ke Russia.
Betul, sudah lama nggak pergi ke Russia. And then, oh, it's been a while since the last time I went to All You Can Eat.
Sudah lama enggak
Ke
ke
all you can eat.
makan banyak makan
Iya, betul. Sudah lama nggak makan all you can eat. This also works. Okay, so who's gonna be Ratih? Who's gonna be Tiku here?
Aku Tiku.
Okay.
Tiku, apa kabar?
Rati ya. Wah, sudah lama kita nggak ketemu. Saya baik-baik aja. Rati gimana?
Saya juga baik-baik aja. Tiku lagi jalan-jalan ke Yogyakarta.
Cok-cok. Tak, saya nggak tinggal di Jakarta lagi. Saya sudah pindah ke Yogyakarta.
Oh ya, yeah. Wah, saya baru tahu. Jadi, Tiku nggak kerja di bank ni agak lagi.
Oh, masih. Saya masih kerja di Bank Niaga, tapi Bank Niaga yang di sini. Rati masih kuliah di Universitas Gadjah Mada.
Ya, tahun depan kuliah saya selasi
Selesai.
selesai. Gimana dengan Ranu pacar Tiku? Apa di masih kuliah di University Indonesia,
Universitas, universitas.
Universitas.
Ya, dia masih kuliah di sana. Semester depan selesai.
Api Ranu
Apa?
masih apa? Oh, apa Ranu masih tinggal di Kebayoran baru.
Kebayoran baru.
Kebayoran baru.
Enggak, Ran enggak tinggal di Kebayoran baru lagi. Dia sudah pindah ke Depok dan tinggal di rumah kos dekat kampus.
Okay, let's go from here. Tiku, apa kabar? What's that mean?
Hey Tiku, how are you?
Very good. And then Tiku, Ratih ya? Wah, sudah lama kita nggak ketemu. Saya baik-baik aja. Ratih, gimana?
Oh, wow, I haven't seen you in a long time. I am okay. How are you? Gimana? Ratih?
Okay, very good. How are you, Ratih?
I'm also good. Something walking to Yogyakarta, like
Good, good, good guess, yeah. So, jalan is walk, right? Jalan is to walk. But if you repeat that, jalan-jalan, it has another meaning, is to travel.
So you've already traveled from to Jogja.
And then here, lagi means, Tiku lagi jalan-jalan ke Yogyakarta.
Already, wait.
Not already.
Yeah.
Are you? So are you traveling to Yogyakarta?
Oh,
And
check.
then, Are you traveling to Yogyakarta? And then what does she say?
No, I'm not going in Jakarta. Wait.
Again.
Back. Tinggal, coming.
Oh, tinggal itu to live. So, saya nggak tinggal di Jakarta lagi. What's that mean?
No, God,
I
saya.
don't live, I don't still live in Jakarta.
I don't live in Jakarta anymore.
Very good. I don't live in Jakarta anymore. And then saya sudah pindah ke Yogyakarta.
I now live in, I moved to Yogyakarta.
Very good. I already moved to Yogyakarta. And then here, what's
Oh,
that
yeah.
mean?
Me too. Since 1 year.
Oh, I'm something to, I, oh, I now know.
Yeah, okay, bisa, I now know.
Now know, you're not working in bank, this bank anymore.
Very good. And then Tiku said.
Oh, okay. Like Marcy is okay. Like, I understand. Is it?
Masih still.
Oh, still. Oh, still.
I still work in this bank, but the bank here, so the filiale here.
Very good. And then?
Are you still going to the university?
Yeah. Tahun depan. Tahun depan. So next year. I finish.
Very good.
When? Wait. How about you?
How about Ranu?
How about Ranu?
Your boyfriend.
Oh yeah. Pretty cool. What he still studying in university?
Master. Does he?
Or does he still study in university?
And then Tiku said,
Yeah, he still study here. That's this last semester. He finished this semester.
oh, depan?
Next.
The next.
Next semester. Okay, and then?
What Ranu so where will he tingle in wait so he's
Masih still.
no
So.
so Ranu's so what he's still tingle is like to go
Lives.
live
Live.
in this area like this
Yeah,
part.
so not what, but does Ranu still live in Kebayoran Baru?
Oh no, Ranu doesn't live anymore in Kebayoran Baru. He lives. He already moves to Depok and lives in the house in the campus.
Very good. Rumah kos itu boarding house kind of thing.
Yeah.
So rumah kos boarding house. So ini tentang apa? Okay, from Jacob first. Jacob, ini tentang apa? What's this about?
Itu wait, how do I even say about
Tentang.
tentang Rati dan Tiku wait, I'm trying to remember what this one's about about living in Jakarta tinggal di Jakarta atau Yogyakarta atau Depok dan kuliah di university dan waktu Ranu selesai.
Oke, kalau Kak Medi, ini tentang apa?
Apa apa apa?
Tentang apa? What is this about?
Ah, tentang ya dua dua teman di enggak lihat forget already.
Sudah lama.
Sudah lama, ya, ngomong udah atau pisang tentang mereka tinggal hari ini.
Hari ini. Oke. So ya yeah, betul. Itu tentang Ratih dan Tiku. Mereka sudah lama nggak ketemu. Nah, mereka tanya tentang tempat ya, place, tempat tinggal, place of living. Kemudian mereka tanya tentang pekerjaan, job. Mereka tanya tentang pekerjaan, mereka tanya tentang pacar dan kuliah. Tuh. Nah, here we have the word kuliah. So we know universitas means university, right? And then kuliah is the process or like the verb. Kuliah is to study, but this is special for university. You cannot say kuliah for high school students.
But siswa is always students.
Siswa is always student. For university college, we say mahasiswa. We say mahasiswa. So maha is big, siswa is student. So big student, great student gitu. So college students seperti itu. Okay, so out of 1 to 10, how difficult is this conversation? All of this?
Nine.
Nine? Okay.
Yeah.
9, 10 for very difficult. So out of 10 from all of this, 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, 4 dialogues. How difficult are they?
If now that we know the words, it's not that difficult, but because we don't know the words, it's yeah, can be between 7 and 8, but
I find that I find that I forget a lot of, I know that we've covered a lot of the stuff, but I kind of things like Suda, I forget a lot. Like
yeah, I also
Tingo,
don't retain
I
much.
feel like the Tingo and a lot of those words, I know that I know, but I forget what part of it means. I know Tingo means around living, but I forget that it means, wait, does it mean to live, to move, to stay, to go? It's like a house, really, like a house,
Okay.
like things like that. But I find that's the case with a lot of the words.
I see. So tinggal. Tinggal is to live, yeah. To stay.
I mean, in general, like so the words are sometimes escape us.
Like we know
Escape
that
us.
we know it, but we don't know what it means.
Yeah,
We're
yeah.
familiar with the word, but we don't remember the meaning of it.
Yeah.
We know that we've said it multiple times, but there's so many words that it's overwhelming.
Okay, that's okay. So what do you think of what is that? What do you think of like let's say trying to have a dialogue? So you guys like memorize your line and then having well-prepared dialogue. So like for example, there's this dialogue and then you guys will memorize that. So one would be Ratih, one would be Tiku. So we have done so many spontaneous conversation. What do you think of memorizing this one and then like say that in our upcoming class. Would that be hard or it's okay?
I feel like, yeah, memorizing completely the word is it's a bit hard. I think if you're doing 2, 3 classes per week, it would be useful to have 10 minutes of recap of what we did the previous class. It's more about Lagi, in this class, and then to firm a bit more the words maybe. And then we can do the memory exercise.
Okay, actually, we're recapping the words that we've learned before because before we're talking about lagi, yeah, and then here we have so many words lagi here. Here, lagi, and then tidak lagi. We also learned about tidak lagi, right, in a previous class, and then here, tidak lagi, and then
Also,
something.
sudah lama. So it's like
Yeah. Sudah lama, it's a bit new, so it's kind of like mixing new and like the previous one that we've learned.
Yeah, so I think it's good because my brain is like together now, like when I try to say about the cemetery, it's like together. So maybe I think I need to separate, okay, this is this and this is that, because some words are so similar. If I think of kuchi, chuchi, and then I think chuma, chuchi, all this, see, they're all so similar to me.
Right. Yeah, I understand.
Or gomong, gobrol, gantu, kengamol. It's so
It's
similar.
just like that's how Indonesian words is formed, I would say. Like so many ng word, so many ng verb, and then so many ch. Yeah, and then, yeah, the words are a bit similar, though. Okay, so to get you understand this one, so we have the word sudah lama and stuff like that. Then let's try doing journaling again and like put the words, the new words that we've learned.
Journaling is very good.
Yeah, I think the journaling is good because it's like, because I feel like it's talking about things that we actually talk about.
Yeah, okay. So let's do a journaling again. Keep doing journaling, yeah. So in a journaling, you put the new words that you've learned, the one that you think is very important that you want that you can you so we've talked about pergi, we've talked about makan, we've talked about minum so many times, right? So in this new journaling, let's try using different words that you've never used before, okay?
I think
Oh.
it's,
Yeah.
yeah, I think the journaling really helps because you kind of slow down and think about it, and you have to really think. You think
Yeah.
what you want to say, and then you're like, wait, what word would I say for that?
Betul, betul. I agree. So try journaling with the words you've never used before. So let's try to eliminate the words that we've known, yeah, the words that you've put in your head. We set it aside, set them aside. Oke.
All right.
Thank you so much, Dwi.
Ya, sama-sama. Kalau gitu, sampai jumpa di kelas selanjutnya. Dadah.
Bye, ciao.